God is opening up the floodgates of blessing upon us, our families, our churches. I'm seeing it everywhere. They're having children. You walk into a church, a family integrated church, you got 300 people and 227 children. They've got the vision. They've got a generational kingdom vision, a desire to disciple their children for God. We're going to have sons standing on the shoulders of fathers, which means we're going to see an increase in the quality of strength for the kingdom work. We're going to see generational leverage for the sake of the kingdom of God as the years go by. This is exciting stuff. In other words, the other side isn't having children. They're losing 80% of them. They're failing. But if we can capture God's vision for generational continuity, I think we're going to see tremendous, tremendous leadership for families and churches in the future. We're going to see our young men growing up, getting involved with vision and direction in life versus the world where 70% of young men aren't grown up by 30 years of age, up from 30% in 1970, according to Newsweek magazine. The world is failing. And if the Christian church is going to compromise with the way the world does things, if they're going to continue to see their families break down and dysfunctionality rule in the family, which is happening in society, if you want to drag that into the church, well, go ahead. Ruin your church and ruin your society and your civilization at the same time. I'm sorry, we're not playing that game. We're building society. We're going to build the kingdom of God. We're going to bring the word of God to bear in all areas of life, specifically in family, in discipleship, in marriage, in heading households, in family law. We're going to bring these things in and we're going to apply these things. And as it turns out, if you walk in God's ways, He will bless you. Oh, we have detractors right now. Sure, we have detractors. People are poo-pooing what we're doing. I get that all the time, constantly. But I say, hey, just wait 20, 30 years. We'll see what your fruit is. We'll see what our fruit is. We'll see what happens in 30 years. We'll eat the vegetables. And we'll do something different. We won't play the way the world plays in terms of the education of these young men, the discipleship of these young men. You can have your wonderful, sumptuous meals. You can have your youth groups. You can have your Sunday schools and your programs and things. We're going to go eat vegetables for 20, 30 years. We'll see what happens. You only get one shot at this. I tell pastors all the time, you only get one shot at how you're going to run your ministry and how you're going to try to disciple the nations. If you do it poorly, you'll have a bunch of wood, hay, and stubble in the end when the fire burns. But if you do it rightly, if you do it according to the Word of God, you're going to have some gold, silver, and precious stones. And we'll give God the glory for it.